You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Right now from Twitter, I'm here with Greg Johns for our weekly chat about the Seattle Mariners, who are still hanging in there despite some a little stumble here and there. But, Greg, I want to ask you first just about Felix Hernandez. Little slower than expected with his recovery. They don't really know how long he's going to be out until, but I just wanted to kind of ask you, like, what is your opinion of the rotation without him if they have to move forward without his assistance for, like, an extended amount of time? You still feel pretty good about where this team is?
Yeah, Allison, it's, you know, anytime you're without Felix, it's a tough deal. And then last night they got Taiwan Walker had an issue come up. And so that's another a foot problem with him, a tendon in the arch of his foot. So tough deal if they're going to be out with those two guys. I don't think Walker's going to be out too long yet. We're still waiting for an update on him. But, yeah, Felix, that's a tough blow. They've done well with James Paxton stepping up real big, pitching well in his absence here his last couple starts. But it's tough to go, you know, think you're going to go too deep with your ace on the sideline. So they do hope to get Felix back sometime in July. It's still kind of iffy on his timing, so we'll see how that works out. But, there's no doubt they're going to miss Felix for whatever that length of time is. And they're trying to kind of keep things together with the rotations they've got. Pitching is the name of the game, and, we'll see where they go with it.
Yeah, so with Walker's outing, let's talk a little bit more about that. So he's out after 3 to 3rd innings, like you said, with the aggravated tendon in the arch of his right foot. He was rushed up in that outing, too. So is this was this all correlated? I mean, was this something that had, been bothering him when he was warming up? Did he notice it, or did it develop through the start?
He said it's something that he has felt, you know, he had a little problem with it earlier in the year and pitched through it. So, it wasn't a big deal at that time. He last night with his start, he came out and his first inning, he strikes out the side. He ends up striking out the first guy in the second inning. And then at some point there in that inning, he said, you know, he felt a little twinge there in that foot. And that's, a little warning sign for him. And then I think the next inning went to field a comebacker and kind of felt something a little more from there. And then the third inning went over to cover first base on a ground ball on the right side and again felt something. And the coaches noticed and the trainers that he was having trouble pushing off. Wasn't getting, the push off that he needed coming down the mound that you hope to see him and start pitching more with his arm instead of his legs, and that's not what you want to see. So they went out and asked him about it, and he acknowledged that he's having some problems with it. So they got him out of there right away. The last thing you want to do is have a little foot injury turn into an arm problem because you're throwing wrong. So, yeah, we'll see. We're just finding out today probably a little more on where his situation is, but certainly something to keep an eye on. Tough to go far without Felix and Taiwan for very long, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure these have been kind of frustrating times a little bit for the Mariners. I mean, we were, things were going so well for them in April. And Scott Servais seems to, I'm kind of keeping my eye on him just because I'm just so curious about first-year managers, how they handle things. Scott Servais seems to be keeping a very even keel. He understands, obviously, the ups and downs of a season. Through their recent stretch of just like losing 5-6 to the Rangers, I mean, it's got to be frustrating. How has he been through this?
That was a tough stretch. I mean, they played the Rangers, two series in a span of 10 days and dropped 5 of the 6, as you mentioned. That's tough, when you're going up. They came into that first series dead even, and now, here we are 2 weeks later, and they're about 5 back. So that's something that, they're going to have to look back on later, maybe see if that's the key to the season or not. They've definitely got to start making up ground over the long haul here. But Service, he's handled things well. I mean, he's a first-year manager, but he seems to have a real good feel for the clubhouse. He seems to have a good sense of the guys, and I've been impressed with him really from the start of camp. He's come out and established a pretty good rapport with the players. Kind of, it's definitely their clubhouse, their team. He's let them play, have loose. His big message is be yourself, and he's kind of carrying that through right now. You guys got to stay loose, keep playing ball, and we'll be all right. He likes his club. He keeps saying, I like this club. I like where we're going. We just got to stay with it. If they're about, 160 games into the season, roughly, and he says, hey, if you told us this is where we're going to be coming out of camp, pretty rough first month or two schedule-wise with this club, I don't think anybody would have turned down this, where we are right now. So Maybe disappointing this last stretch, but overall, big picture, feels pretty good about where they are. They just want to be positioned to be playing meaningful games in August and September, and see what they can do there.
Okay, so on a much lighter note, I got kicked out of the Mariners drafting Trey Griffey, who would be the son of Ken Griffey Jr. Somewhat symbolic. I just want to make sure that I have this right. And we need to say that, you know, for the later rounds of the draft, you see some of these things happen, a little tip of the cap to a Hall of Famer who's going to be inducted that year, or just a longtime employee. Somebody who's been very special to the organization. Trey Griffey has not really played baseball since he was a teenager. He is a junior wide receiver at Arizona. So I'm not so sure that this is somebody that they're going to have in their organization. But it sounds like, you never really know, and they just want to make sure if there is somebody that's going to grab him, then it needs to be the Mariners.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of symbolism there, Allison. It's no coincidence they picked Trey Griffey with pick number 24 in the 24th round. I mean, that's all about Ken Griffey Jr. and his number 24, of course, to be retired right after he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, and the chance to kind of make a statement and draft his son. I think there's not any real expectation that Trey plays baseball, but as Tom McNamara, the scouting director, said, hey, if he decides at some point that he does want to play baseball, we want him to know that this is where he wants to be. Obviously, a good athlete, and you kind of like the gene line coming from the Griffey clan. So, yeah, I mean, kind of a fun deal, whether he ever ends up playing or not, probably doubtful. But there's been other guys that, have tried baseball late and have done all right. So we'll see what happens. But I don't expect to ever see that, but I think it's kind of cool when you see Trey Griffey around 24 and then put a big smile on a lot of faces in the Mariner organization.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Talk about that gene pool. I mean, just the athleticism of these guys, where you can literally not play baseball since you're 14 and actually even be considered to possibly be able to play professionally. That's just something you're born with. You really can't, teach those skills. So anyway, okay, we've kept you long enough. Greg, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet, Allison. Good talking to you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.